News Radio 620 KTAR.
Guess you better slow than Mustang down.
Welcome back to the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR. Brandon Disney and Michael Valdivia with you this weekend up until 2 o'clock. Taking your calls, taking your questions, talking about computers, PCs, technology, surge protection, monsoons, fires, and more.
That's a whole mouthful.
I'm going to get the phone number now.
Okay.
602. You ready for this? 277-KTAR.
Is it KTAR?
277-5827, if you can't figure out what the KTAR part is.
They're all dialing the wrong number.
You know what? It actually takes longer to dial KTAR than it does to dial 5827.
Yeah, because you're all K.
Where's that at?
Yeah.
How is it that we forget the alphabet when we're trying to dial a phone number?
I don't know.
Maybe Adam can tell us how it is we forget the alphabet when we try to dial the phone number because the alphabet is so dear and near to his heart.
I've just memorized the number.
All right. Well, why, you can do that too, I guess. That might be a quicker way. You always have a better answer than we do. That's all right.
Genius.
So you were talking about virtual PC.
Yep. For those of you who don't know what virtual PC is, there's actually two different virtual PCs. There's the one that's made for Mac that lets you run Windows on your computer, on your Mac computer, sort of.
Let me play devil's advocate for a second. If I was running a Mac, and it's the superior operating system, why would I want to run Windows on my Mac?
Because, believe it or not, there are some programs that are made for Windows that you just want to run that have not, that there just has not been a Mac version made for yet.
Oh. So that's why us Windows users stick with Windows, because there's actual applications for it, huh?
That can be used.
Wow, okay. So, virtual PC for Windows.
Yep.
It's a product that, if my understanding is correct, and I think it is because I've used the product, it lets you, like, run maybe Linux within a virtual window or DOS or any other operating system, an older version of Windows, within Windows. So you'd actually would launch this program, which would then run a virtual PC, kind of a screen within the screen, if you will, in a Windows session, so that you could test maybe other applications. You could see how things would look in a different browser, maybe, for example, if you were a web developer.
Right.
You could see what the effects of installing a program would be on two or three different operating systems without having to actually dual boot your system, and it's all while Windows is still running.
Right.
Pretty cool, huh?
So it's not installing onto the Windows operating system?
It creates a virtual hard drive, which it actually creates a big file in Windows.
Mm-hmm.
Which has a virtual hard drive and virtual devices and a virtual My Computer and virtual everything. And it's really kind of freaky. I'll have to show you
sometime. It's truly the cyber world. That's kind of crazy.
I've got it installed at work. I'll have to show you sometime.
Yes, you will.
It's pretty cool. So anyway, virtual PC, the new version's coming out, and why do we care?
Oh, wait. Go ahead.
Well, why do we care? Well, those of us with Mac users that have the new PowerMac G5, the old version of virtual PC, which is virtual PC 6, does not work with the PowerMac G5 because they run on a different processor than the older Mac.
Hey, Adam, when you say those of us, do you mean that literally?
Almost.
Are you converting to the dark side?
Adam, I've always liked Mac.
I am your father.
We're going to have to not give you that job now, I think.
Oh, no. We need that.
We need the Mac experience.
Yeah, return of the Mac daddy. So virtual PC, a new version's out. What else you got?
Well, I got a little thing about, there wasn't too much news, but I found a thing about Google complaining about frugal.com because they think it's a copyright infringement of their Frugal shopping service.
Google is frugal.
No. Google has a shopping service called Frugal.
Yeah.
But there's a site out there called frugal.com.
That's
not owned by Google.
From Google?
Yeah, and so they're whining about that because somebody else registered the domain name before they could get it, or they didn't think about it, or whatever the case may be.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, it's actually frugal.com with an S on the end, and it's owned by somebody who actually uses frugal.com as a different shopping service.
Right. It'd be like if we got mad because we didn't have the foresight to go register datadrz.com, because that's data doctors, right?
Yeah,
right.
And somebody else did, and then they were had a computer service business, and we went, "Hey, well, I mean, I don't know if there's a lot you can do about that. That's kind of up to the attorneys, but
right.
Speaking of Google,
frugals.com is what they are upset about, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're just gonna have to be upset. But here's something on the lighter note.
Yeah.
If you go to boogle.com, It's from Google, and you get a quote of the day along with your Google searching.
All right.
Isn't that kind of cool?
Not really.
It's a little enlightening.
All right.
Maybe it may cheer
Adam, up some
people.
Adam, I like your stories better. What else you got? Anything else?
Not too much else. I just heard about Windows Service Pack 2 coming out. Windows XP Service Pack 2 coming out soon.
Yeah.
Oh, did you read that in our newsletter?
I believe I did.
Yeah.
Service Pack 2, it's touted as the biggest, baddest, boldest service
security
pack
update
of all time. Yeah. And it's more than just a regular old service pack that fixes some bugs and patches some holes. This thing actually is going to add some new tools to your PC to help deal with security and lock that thing down and deal with pop-ups and spyware and all those kinds of things, supposedly. So.
Oh, this thing is supposedly supposed to almost be like a whole other operating system. That's how much stuff they're changing in it.
It adds an entire virtual Swiss Army knife to your computer.
It'll be pretty impressive.
We'll see. It'll be interesting to see when this thing comes out. They're already talking about that if you run security products from Symantec or Network Associates or a lot of the other companies out there, before you install this, you have to install all kinds of patches and things for those products because the two will go to battle otherwise.
Yep. Lots of updates will be happening. And you can read that at our newsletter if you subscribe. And
you can read that at our newsletter?
You can read that on our newsletter, and you can get our newsletter by subscribing at datadoctors.com.
Yep.
Yeah.
Click on the radio link.
Or you can actually just click on the subscribe link.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you do that part.
See? That's so easy. Anyways, some good things, Adam. Interesting things happening in the world today.
I'll see if I can come up with something a little bit more useful next week.
I actually didn't think it was that interesting
at all. I was trying to make him feel good. Last week he did really good and so did I, so I think this week we're just going to be moderate.
We can't have
two great weeks.
You go ahead and sit by and be moderate.
Okay.
And we're going to try to see if we can still make the program something, you know, worth listening to for everybody else.
We'll try, I guess.
Because you don't like Mac.
Hey, thanks for the call, Adam.
All right.
Bye-bye. That gives us a free line, 602-277-5827. We're going to see if we take one more call here before we go to a break. And we've got, I think, Matt, who has a Toshiba satellite.
Yes.
And he's got random screens of blueness.
Yes, random screens of blueness that basically restart my computer. And it normally happens when I'm using it, but also sometimes happens when it's just sitting on overnight. I'll wake up and it'll be at the login screen for Windows XP.
So it's just kind of randomly rebooting. If this blue screen comes up, it automatically just restarts as soon as the...
Yeah, the blue screen pops up, a bunch of text scrolls by on it, and then it just restarts on me.
Okay, what operating system are you running?
Windows XP.
Okay. Why it's doing that is you probably have an option set that when that blue screen comes up to automatically reboot your computer, which, if you want to do a little bit of troubleshooting, the first thing you can do is turn that off so that you can kind of see what's going on or get a little bit more information. And how you can do that is you'd right-click on my computer and go to Properties.
Okay.
And then there should be an Advanced tab. And then and then down below under Startup and Recovery, there's a Settings button. And in there, under the there's a System Failure section. You can deal with the little checkboxes. One will say write an event to the system log. One will say send an administrative alert. One will say automatically restart. You'd want to uncheck the automatically restart. That way you get a better idea of what's causing this.
Okay. One other question also real quickly, if you could. I have a 40-gig hard drive in my computer, and it's a laptop, and so obviously I can't put another hard drive inside of it. But I was wondering, with external hard drives, am I able to stream video and music and stuff like that on that? Like, if I want to store all my movies and stuff like that on an external hard drive, am I able to, would I be able to watch them without actually putting them back on my computer hard drive?
If you have either a FireWire or a USB 2 port on your...
It's USB 1, it's not USB 2.
Yeah, if you don't have USB 2, the chances of that thing streaming real successfully, streaming video, is probably not going to be very high.
Okay.
What you can do if you really want to look into doing something like that is you could either add a FireWire card that would be in the form of a PC card. That would allow you then to hook up an external drive of a FireWire type.
Or
you can go out and you can get a replacement notebook hard drive. And they make them, I believe, up to 80 gigabytes these days. They also have higher performance. They come in 4200, 5400, or 7200 RPM versions.
I have the 7200 as it is right now. So I like the hard drive itself. I'm just running out of room, that's all.
Okay. So, yeah, you can either upgrade that hard drive to an 80 gig or put an external FireWire with a FireWire card.
Okay.
And that would probably be the route that I would look to go if you really want to try to do this streaming video stuff from an external drive.
Okay, awesome. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and good luck with that.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. That frees up a line. We got a line open. Do you want to give the phone number? Do you remember it? Do you know it?
Yes, I do.
You got to look for it. That's not remembering it. 602-277-5827. I got it out before you could.
Do you want me to give you one of the Boogle quotes?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because we got to go to a break.
Okay.
Fine, then. You give me the quote, then we're going to go to a break.
Okay. We're supposed to be perfect our first day on the job and then show constant improvement.
So you start with perfection and then improve from there.
Yes. That Boogle. It gets to me.
Just like this show. We start with perfection and we only go uphill from there.
We do.
Yeah, right.
We strive. At least it's fun.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, your calls, your questions. Did you know?
Did you know?
I don't know. We'll find out when we come back. It's the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR.